Vice President Bakwezi Emisa-Arthur says the government has taken a number of actions to deal with the multiple threats of drugs and drug trafficking. He said the government, in cooperation with the UN Office on Drugs and Crime, has produced a national integrated program to tackle drug-related problems. Vice President Emisa-Arthur said this when he inaugurated the West Africa Commission on the Impact of Drugs on Governance, Security and Development at the Kofi Annan International Peacekeeping Center at Teshi in Accra. He said the government will continue to collaborate with the ECOWAS, AU, and UN to enhance Ghana's response to the threats of drug trafficking and drug use. He invited civil society groups to partner the government in the fight against the drug menace. Seth Eya reports.
The West Africa Commission on the Impact of Drugs on Governance, Security and Development is an initiative of former UN Secretary General Busumuru Kofi Annan. The commission aims at developing evidence-based policy recommendations for political and civil society leaders on how to address drug trafficking, mobilize public awareness and political commitment around the issue, and promote local and regional capacities to deal with the menace. Mr. Annan said, "The massive surge in drug trafficking in West Africa in the last 10 years presents a serious and growing threat to the region's stability and development." He said if this is not checked immediately, illegal drug trafficking could compromise the encouraging progress that West African nations have made in strengthening democracy and promoting human and economic development.
In West Africa, there is evidence that drug traffickers have linked up with extremist elements and groups. All of these developments threaten the stability of our region, as we witness so graphically what is going on in Mali in recent weeks. These problems are complex. They will not be solved quickly or easily. Solutions must be rooted in respect for human dignity and basic rights. Otherwise, they will not hold. Public awareness and political action must go hand in hand. So I urge the Commission to reach widely to leaders, civil society, local communities and businesses across the region.
Vice President Emisa-Arthur called on leaders in the sub-region to pool resources to deal decisively with the use and trade in illicit drugs. This is because drug trafficking and drug use are a real threat to the well-being, security and stability of the sub-region.
The value of the drug trade is a significant proportion of our national GDP. It therefore has the ability to undermine national institutions. The profits from the drug trade can fund and corrupt national institutions and subordinate them to the will of the traffickers. Drug trafficking is thus a threat to the well-being, security and stability of our countries. We must make every effort to ensure that our youth are given the kind of help that reduces their vulnerability to drug pushers and diminish the risks they run in using drugs. We are taking action on several fronts to deal with the multiple threats to our society by drugs and drug trafficking. In cooperation with the UN Office on Drugs and Crime, we have produced a national integrated program to tackle drug-related problems.
The commission is co-chaired by the former president of Nigeria, Olusegun Obasanjo. He called for more innovative ways to fight drug trafficking. Seth Eya, reporting for Radio Ghana.